my privilege to do the Torah portion for tonight. For those perhaps who are new with this concept, the Jewish people had a one-year Torah portion already many years before we had a one-year Bible. They have divided up the Jewish scriptures, the Torah, the Tanakh, and the Ketuvim, the Torah, the prophets, and the scriptures in 52 portions, especially the five books of Moses, plus an extra portion from the scriptures, which is related to that. And every year the Jewish people around the world start with Simchat Torah, that is after Sukkot. They start reading the scriptures from the beginning of the Bible, from the book of Genesis, Bereshit, and they go through the whole year. Now we are at this moment at the part that we are in Deuteronomy 29 and 30, and the half Torah portion, which is related, is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, 62, and 63. And this is great messages. Moses and Isaiah were great preachers, and they had great messages from God. And it is wonderful to read them, the pure word. Of course, the Jewish people have made many commentaries. And you can read them until you see blue in the face. But I believe for the child of God, it is always good to go back to the word itself, to the pure spoken word by God himself, via Moses, via the prophets, via Yeshua. And then we get the pure word from God. This is our daily bread. Is it really true in your life? Is it your daily bread? Or is it just you go by and by? Hallelujah. But I just make a quick selection. They gave me 5 minutes. I don't know how many minutes I've already used. But chapter 30 of Deuteronomy. And I just read you these verses and let it speak for itself. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, not is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear and do it. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandment, his statutes, and his judgment, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away, so that you do not hear, and are drawn away, and worship other gods, and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. God has kept his word all those thousands of years. He has brought them into the land and brought them out of the land, but he brought them back again, and they will never leave again. But it is important for us as believers today to cling to the Lord our God, to cling to Yeshua our Savior. And in the chapters of Isaiah, He is presented as our Savior. He is our Lord. And we have to listen to Him. We have to follow Him day by day, hour after hour. And He will help us. He is our length of our days. He is our life. He is our joy. Hallelujah. Go with Him every day of your life. And stand with the Jewish people as never before. They need it. Believe me. They need people around them to pray for them. That God will show Himself alive again. When they open the scriptures in the synagogues all around the world. That somehow the light may come through. Amen.